Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to talk about the din of Shemei Keone, and the shir should be Lili Nishmas Esther ben Shmuel and Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef and Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna and the Refuas Eliyahu ben Acham Riva and Chaim Yair Miller bas Chava Golda, Zechariah Kamei Kohen ben Yael Margalit, Nefali Ezer ben Leah. In the Achronim, there's a well-known argument about Shemei Keone. Can Shomei Keone also be applied the Kol Ram? When you need Kol Ram, like Birkas Kohanim has to be done out loud, does the word Dino Shomei Keone apply? The Netziv and the Chazanish say that it does, and the Beis Halevi famously in the Sefer says that it doesn't. Shomei Keone doesn't work because you get what the person said, but you don't get his Kol Ram. So if you need Kol Ram, then you can't be Yotzei Midin Shomei Keone. So in the Moriah Journal, in Iyar, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, at the end there's a section for Ha'aris. So there's a Hara, a very chashiv Rav, who to date has written many Sfarim. So he says that he has a Raya, she'ein alei tshuva, an indisputable Raya, that Shomei Keone applies even to Kol Ram. The Beis Halevi is not correct. And it's from a Mishnah Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says anybody knew how to read the Mikra Bikurim. When he brought the Bikurim, he'd read the Parsha, he would read. And anybody who doesn't know how to read, they'd read for him. Makrinoso, they read for him. So if he knew how to read, he'd read himself. And if not, they'd read for him. But then people were embarrassed that they didn't know how to read on their own. So they made a takana, shemakim lekol echad ve'echad. They made a takana that they would read on behalf of every single person. And this is because of the din of Shomei Keone. So you see that vidui bikurim requires, you can be yotze midin Shomei Keone. And Rashi says, and v'anisa v'amayta, Rashi says in kisava, lashon aramas kol. It's mashma that even though it requires kol ram, nevertheless, we say Shomei Keone by Vidui Bikurim, by Mikra Bikurim. Same thing for our shir. No, we had another shir to be Mechalek. In any event, so we see from here, Gevaldik, in Rashi, based on this Rashi, that you can have Shomei Keone even b'kol Ram, even if you require kol Ram. So, the Hapardes Journal in Choveret Gimel, Shana Nun Beis, there's an interesting article by Mordechai Shmuel Yonas and Berkowitz of Brooklyn, where he says not only is this not a raya against the Beis Halevi, but it could even be a raya for the Beis Halevi. Or at least, maybe it has nothing to do with what the Beis Halevi says. Because this raya is built on two premises. Number one, that Kol Ram is Ma'akev. And therefore, if Kol Ram is Ma'akev, and here you're Yotzei Shomei Keone, then it must be that you can use the person's Kol Ram for Shomei Keone. And the second premise is that Makrin also means Shomei Keone. Mishnah doesn't say Shomei Keone. Mishnah says Makrinosa. So if Makrinosa, you read on his behalf, is the assumption, the Raya is based on the assumption that the Makrinosa is within Shomei Keone, and this isn't necessarily so, because this is based on Rashi, who says that you need Kol Ram. And this is based on the Rabbi Sainu Bali Atosfiz, Allah Torah, who also say you need Kol Ram. And it's from a Gemara in Sota, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that the Tsar, first the Gemara says that Mikra Genuso B'Kol Ram, you learn that a person's Genuso said B'Kol Ram, something embarrassing. You learn that from Mikra Bikurim. And the Gemara says, no, Genuso, you don't say B'Kol Ram. Because just like Vidui, Tfilu, you daven silently, that you don't say B'Kol Ram. Rather, you do it L'Hodiyat Tsar L'Rabin, that it's your Tsar, that we were in Mitzrayim, and that we had a forefather like Lavan. So we try to destroy Yaakov. So that Tsar, you say out loud. So Rishon Bayochai says in the Gemara, that Tsar, you say B'Kol Ram. The Rambam doesn't bring this Kol Ram, the din of Kol Ram, but Mikra Bikurim, interestingly enough, in Hilchot Bikurim, Perakim Malachi Yud. And then Chaschinuch already points this out. Why doesn't he pass in like Rishon Bayochai that you need Kol Ram? Why is it any different than Birkos Kohanim? The Rambam says you do need Kol Ram. So in the Sefer Bikurim Moshe, he says why? Because if Parshas Bikurim has a din of Hodas Tsar L'Rabim, like where Shimon Bar Yochai says, then it requires Kol Ram, that everybody should hear. When you have Tzara, everybody should hear. Like a person's a, Gemara brings an example, when a person's a Mitzora, he has to say the Kol Ram that he's a Mitzora, Tami Yikra, the people should daven for him. See, here also, we had a lot of Tzara, that we have a forefather like Lavan, so Mimela requires Kol Ram, that's Rashbi. But if it has a din of Vidui, like the Gemara says, Vidui has to be said silently, like all Dine Vidui. Vidui is a busha that you have a virus. So that's done silently. Rishon Bar Yochai holds that requires Kol Ram Mishum Ados Tsar L'Rabim, like it says in the Gemara in Sota Lamed Beis. But in Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, there Bikurim is called Vidur. And this Tana is arguing with Rishon Bar Yochai. and holds that Bikurim is a din of Vidui, and therefore this time, the time of our Mishnah holds that Bikurim doesn't require Kol Ram. Vidui, you don't say out loud. And the Rambam paskins like this time, and Mitzvah says, Lisvados, but make the Shalah Bikur. The Rambam holds that it's a din of Vidui. So the Rambam doesn't hold it requires Kol Ram. And that's the difference between Vidui, Bikurim, and Birkas Kohanim. Vidui, Bikurim doesn't require Kol Ram, because it's an embarrassment, it's a bush, you have to say quietly. But Birkas Kohanim, the Rambam paskins, does require Kol Ram, because nothing to do with Vidui. So that's the Yisrael to answer the difference why Birkas Kohanim, the Rambam says, does need Kol Ram, and here doesn't require Kol Ram. So now we'll get back to our point. So really, the Beis Halevi is correct. Then we require Kol Ram, Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. And the Tana, in Paragimel Mishnah Zion, who says, Shayu Makrin, we didn't show Shomea Ka'one, is because he's holding, like the town of Perek Beis, that we don't require Kol Ram and Bikurim. And therefore, Shomea Ka'one works. And Rishon Bar Yochai, who says that we require Kol Ram, so Ein Hachinami, he'll say that the Takana was that when the person would bring Bikurim, somebody would read it for him, and then he would answer everything he would say, like we have in Sukkah. Lashon of Makrin also, and Onacharei Mashem Omrin. There you have a Lashon of they read it out to him and he answers. So Makrin can mean that he answers, and that's Rishon Bar Yochai, who says that you need Kol Ram. Let's say Taka, here Makrin also means that you answer. So here we have an answer for the Raya. But when it says in the Mishnah, Makrin also, that's holding that it doesn't require Kol Ram, like the other Mishnah, that says it's Vidui and it should be said silently. And Rashbi, who says that it is B'Kol Ram, will hold that Makrin also means like it means in the third parak of Sukkah, that you read to him and he answers. So here also you read for the person answers. There is no Shomea Ka'one because it requires Kol Ram. And we can also be Miyashiv the Sheik of the Beis HaLevi, very simply, by saying that who says that when it says in the Mishnah, Skim Shu Makrin Eskulam is Midin Shomea Ka'one? Maybe it's Ona Achor of Mamish? And Adarav, if we did Midin Shomea Ka'one, they would say, Skim Shu Korin Lefnei Kol Misha Yodea. Like it says in the first parak of Yuma, Vimlav Korin Lefana. There it means that you read to him and he's silent. But here it says, Shu Makrin. So there it's like in the Mishnah and Sukkah. The Makrin means that you read to him and he answers. And it's not a din. In Shomea Ka'one, Parakimel Mishnah Yud and Sukkah. There Makrin means you read and he answers. Now Mishnah is talking about Halil. So if an Eved or an Isha or Katan is Makrin also, so Onachorea Mashem Omrin. So maybe here also, the Makrin also means that the Onachorea, even though here it doesn't say Onachorea, but makre is to be mafil, to cause somebody to be kari himself, like lahachtiv, means to dictate, to cause somebody to write. So maybe here in the Mishnah, the makri means you cause him to say. So it's not shomea ki'one, it's shomea vi'one. He hears it, and then he answers. So the first rai is that maybe our Mishnah is holding that you don't even need kol ram. So therefore, there's no rai that it doesn't require kol ram. Maybe fakert. Maybe it's a raya that if it would be Kol Ram, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says it is Kol Ram, then they have to answer. But since you don't need Kol Ram, that's the only reason that it works. Or maybe it's not Shomea Ka'one either, because it's that you don't need Kol Ram either, because it's a raya maybe that you don't need necessarily a raya, but it's not a raya that Shomea Ka'one doesn't have Kol Ram. Can't work. You can't apply Shomea Ka'one when there's Kol Ram, because here it says Makri. Makri doesn't mean that he just listens to the person reading the Kol Ram. Makri means that he listens and he answers. So even if you say that the Tana that we hold, Tana is holding that you do need Kol Ram, but that's exactly the point. Since you need Kol Ram, the Makri knows so he has to listen and he has to answer. And the Gra says explicitly in Maseches Bikurim Parakim Ol Mishnah Zayin. So here the Gra says that you need explicitly who Ona Acharav, that he's answering. So Mimela, it's not a din of Shomei Kohanim, it's on a mamish. And why Taka aren't they Yotzei Shomei Kohanim? Why aren't they Yotzei Shomei Kohanim? That's exactly the point. Because of the Beis Halevi. Because maybe you need Kol Ram. And since you need Kol Ram, there's no din of Shomei Kohanim here. And therefore he has to answer. So this would be a kasha Taka on the Shikva Chazon Ish. That if we understand it that way. But it's certainly, the Chazon Ish says that you can apply Shomei Kohanim to Kol Ram. Here, so why here on Yotzei with Shomei Kohanim? The answer is maybe because you need Kol Ram, and you can't apply Shomei Kohanim to Kol Ram. It's a riot for the Beis Halevi against the Chazon Ish, at the very least. It's not a riot for either of them. Maybe there's another reason why you need to answer. But it's not Shomei Kohanim here, it's Shomei Aveyonim. Or, like the first answer we said, that it doesn't require Kol Ram according to our Tana. Now, this inyan of whether Mikra Bikurim requires Kol Ram, so we said before in the name of the Sefer Bikurim Moshe, that it's totally in the Machlokas of Rashbi in Maseches Sota on Lamed Beis and Beis, and the Tanakhama in Perek Beis of Maseches Bikurim and Mishnah Beis. That what? That Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai says that it's Lo Biatzar, who says that it has to be with Kol Ram. And the Tanakhama holds that it has a din of Vidui, and that it's Belachash, and therefore it's Belachash. If you look in Maseches Bikurim in the Mishnah, you'll see that the Tanakhama brings a number of halachas where there are no eig b'maiser sheni and bikurim, but not in truma. And Reb Shimon argues on every detail of the Tanakhama, like we see in the Mishnah, but in this detail that maiser sheni and bikurim are equal, that they require vidui, on this Reb Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't answer. And that's a pella, because it's known that all stam Reb Shimon's in the Mishnah are Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So if so, why does Reb Shimon Bar Yochai argue with respect to vidui as well? Since the Tanakhama holds that Bikurim has a din vidui, and we said that that means that vidui means that it doesn't have Kol Ram. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that it's Hodas Saro, does hold that it has a din of Kol Ram. So why does Reb Shimon Bar Yochai there in the Mishnah argue and say, no, it's not true. Bikurim doesn't have a din of vidui, because it requires Kol Ram. Why doesn't Yagra in that prat? So, here there's a Davar Niflum. The Yerushalmi and Maseches Bikurim, they ask that kasha. They ask as follows. Taninan koli leni laiv Rav Shimon Palig, gabe vidui less Rav Shimon Palig. What, but with everything Rav Shimon argues, and about vidui Rav Shimon doesn't argue? Vidui zu kriya, v'less Rav Shimon Palig d'chsiv, ve'anisa ve'amarta. This vidui is a kriya, and here Rav Shimon Taka doesn't argue, as it says, ve'anisa ve'amarta. So l'chora, the kashi li Yerushalmi doesn't make sense. They ask, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argues in everything and not here. Why would Rav Shimon Bar Yochai have to argue here? We don't want there to be too many arguments. So whatever he argues on, be happy. Why do you want there to be an additional argument that he also should argue about the vidui bikurim? So the answer is that maybe the Yerushalmi holds, like we were saying, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds, that Mikra Bikurim is a din of Kriya of Hodas Tsar, and the Tanakhama holds in the Maseches Bikurim that it's a din of Vidui. And therefore the Yerushalmi is answering, so why isn't he arguing then? I mean, we see a Gemara that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai should be arguing. He holds a din of Hodas Tsar, it's B'Kol Ram. It's a din of Hodas Tsar. And the Tanakhama holds that it's a din of vidui. So the Yerushalmi is bad. So why isn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai arguing? Not that we want him to argue stam. We want him to argue because we see that he understands that it's a different gender. It's not a din of vidui, it's a din of Adas Tzad. And there should be an afkamina lahalacha, that if it's tzar, it's pekol ram, and if it's vidui, it's quiet. So why doesn't the Yerushalmi? So the Yerushalmi is asking, so why doesn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argue here? So that's what the Yerushalmi answers. The Yerushalmi answers, Vidu zu kriya, v'les Rav Shimon Palig, l'siv anisa ve'amarta. That in Chinami, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai does hold that it's called vidui. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai does hold that it's called, that it's tzara l'rabin. However, there's no nafkamina, whether it's vidui or does tzara l'rabin. Even if it's in vidui, this Mishnah will be saying that it's said b'kol ram. since there's no busha here, because he's not saying his specific Aveira, he's just saying a Nisuch Klali that everybody says, that Rami Obed Avi. So therefore everybody can say it out loud, there's no specific busha. So the whole Machlokas Tanoim is how to explain the Pasuk, but not La Halacha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learns the Pasuk to be Mishum Hadas Tzara L'Rabin. You're saying your tsar that Arami Obeid Avi in the Rear Mitzrayim. And the Tana holds that it's a din of a vidui, that or Misvada, that we had a grandfather who was such a great Rasha. So one holds that as a din of a status of vidui, Tanakama. Shimon Bar Yochai will say that it has the status of Hodas Tzara L'Rabin. But there's not going to be an afkamina l'halacha, because even according to the Tanakama, who holds that as Hodas Tzara L'Rabin, it still requires kolram, as it says ve'anisa. That's what the Yerushalmi answers. Rav Shimon doesn't argue, because it's not going to help to argue. You're right. The Tanakama holds it's vidui, but vidui zu kriya. V'les Rav Shimon polig l'siv anisa v'amarta. This vidui is a kriya that's said out loud v'anisa v'amarta. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't argue, because it's agreeing with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that it has to be v'kolram. Just like Rashi says. So that's why Reb Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't argue. Because the halacha, there's no argument as to whether it's said b'kol ram or not. Everybody holds it said b'kol ram. Just our Tana calls it a vidu, but this vidu is also a kriya, lo diat sa'ar l'rabim. So it comes out according to this, that l'kulei alma, it's b'kol ram. And that's different than the Bavli. The Bavli says that it's a vidu, it's done silently, and that if it's a das sa'ar l'rabim, it's done out loud. However, so the Yerushalmi answer is that there's no nafkamina lahalacha. However, that's the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli, kushibim komo medes. Since it's mucha from the Bavli, that if mikra bikurim has a din vidui, it's said silently, it doesn't have a din kol ram. And if it has a din of hodas tzara l'rabin, then it is said b'kol ram. So then there's a nafkamina between Ratanakan and Rav Shimon lahalacha. So why doesn't Rav Shimon answer? The Yerushalmi says Rav Shimon doesn't answer, because there's no nafkamina lahalacha, whether it's b'kol ram or not, still Rav Shimon whether it's vidui or whether it's hodas tzar lekulei alma, it's b'kol ram. That's the Yerushalmi says. But according to the Bavli, no. If it's vidui, it's said silently, and if it's hodas tzar, it's said out loud. That's what comes out from the sugya in the Bavli, that the gnus has to be said silently, vidui has to be said silently. And therefore the Gemara comes on and says, so according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who said out loud, it's not because of vidui, it's because of hodas tzar. So there is an argument. So how's the Bavli going to understand the Mishnah? Why doesn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argue in the Mishnah? The Yerushalmi says he doesn't argue, there's no nafkamina halacha. But according to the Bavli, there is an nafkamina halacha, so why does Rav Shimon come and argue? So it could be that even according to Rav Shimon, it's only lechatchila that you have to say it b'kol ram. But you're also yotzei b'kriya b'lachash, and it's not an akiv b'kriya. And therefore he doesn't argue, because b'di'evad they agree. And therefore, it would come out that it's not ma'akev, so it could be that ein achinami, to get back to our original ha'ara. Ein achinami, maybe there is a din of Shema Keona here, but even if you have kol ram, but the kol ram's not ma'akev, so it could be makron also, and it's only b'di'evad. That's a little bit shver to say. They made a takana that everybody should be yotzei b'di'evad. So it'll come out then that maybe according to the Bavli, maybe according to the Yerushalmi, would be a riot, because according to the Yerushalmi, the Kulei Alma said out loud. And then if you accept that the V'anisa V'amarta is B'kol Ram, forgetting about the Rambam for a second, it doesn't pass in Kol Ram. But if you go with Rashi, and with the Tosis, the Alei HaTosis, so then according to the Yerushalmi, the Kulei Alma is B'kol Ram. And they made a Takana L'chatchila that it's done together Shomei Keone. That's all if you understand that Makronoso is Midin Shomei Keone. But then if you take the other pshat, that it is like the Gra says, let's say you just follow the Gra, and you say, not just, but if you follow the Gra says, V'hu on Acharav. So the Gra says, there's no din of Shomei Keone here at all. So you're right, there might be Kol Ram, but then this person is answering. The Tana B'chalal isn't talking about when he says Makronoso. Shomei Kone. He's answering. And maybe like we said, the reason he has to answer is why? Is because there's no din of Shomei Kone B'Kol Ram. And therefore he has to go ahead and answer, because we don't have the Shomei Kone on our side, because it's Kol Ram. That'll be like the Beis HaLevi. But you can also learn that no, not like the Gra, like other people, that there is Shomei Kone here, and that the person doesn't answer, and like Rashi of B'Kol Ram. And then it would be a Raya. But we gave a lot of food for thought, and we should be Zochem Yitz Hashem always to have a lot of food to eat, and food for thought. Amen v'amen.